Hey, everybody. Welcome back to On the Shelf, a program that is dedicated to helping you get your products into a major big box retailer. I am your host, Tim Bush. So glad that you're here. We have a fantastic Start Your Week Wisdom, and we can't wait to share it with you. Stay tuned. All right. So the question here is, have you ever been looking for a job? Have you ever been putting your resume out there? You know, you get all these resumes together, you do your due diligence online, you personalize each one, you send it through email or you send it in the mail, and then you wait and you wait and you wait. A day seems like a week seems like a month, and a month seems like a year. And still you wait. Why is that? Why does it seem to take so long? It's because that's what you want. You need a job. You need to make some money. You're in a hurry. You don't have time to waste. You have a timeline. Things need to get done. Now let's contrast that. Let's flip the tables a little bit. Let's say instead of looking for a job, you're actually looking for somebody to hire. Have you ever been on that part of the equation? Have you ever been the person sitting behind the desk and you have your entire job to do, the entire department that you're running, but you also have to hire somebody? So you work out the job description, you get it online, you put it out there, and the resumes start coming in. That doesn't mean that your job ends, right? You don't automatically have all this time that you can put into finding this new person. No, you still have to do your job. So the resumes, they start to stack up on the edge of your desk, and you're looking them at the corner of your eye. You see them, they're mocking you, right? They're just looking at you, winking. Like, when are you going to look at us? And you're putting it off because you have your job to do. Things are busy. And so before you know it, it's been a week. Before you know it, it's been a month. And you still haven't gotten to that. Why am I bringing this up? It's not like we're out there looking for a job, right? We're trying to get things into retail here. The reason I bring it up is because there's a huge synergy here, folks. There's a huge synergy between what you're trying to accomplish and what somebody's trying to accomplish that's looking for a job. And what that is that what seems like an eternity to you is just a blink of an eye for a buyer. So you take your product and you submit it to the buyer, and man, you want to have that response back today, right? You're thinking, I want to know what you think of it. You're going to take it, right? You're going to love it, right? We're going to have this bad boy on the shelf in no time. And then you hear nothing. And a day seems like a week seems like a month, and a month seems like a year, and still you have nothing. Now, on the buyer end of things, these buyers are handling thousands of products in these stores currently. They're dealing with promotions. They're dealing with seasons. They're dealing with changeovers and planograms and RTVs and pulling products in and putting products out and going to meetings. They want to look at your new product. They know that in that stack of products is the next huge item, but they're trying to find the time to do it. You have to be patient with them. They're trying to find the time. Now, here's where the synergy stops. And this is a key thing to note. When you're looking for a job, the last thing you want to do is badger the person that you're trying to get a job from, right? You don't want to call them up every day. Hey, have you seen my resume? Hey, have you had a chance to look at it? You don't want to be too aggressive in that way. You don't never want to follow up, but you don't want to be super aggressive. If it's the right thing, it'll happen. But contrast that with getting your product into retail. Now, of course, you don't want to badger the buyer either, but you do want to set a standard for follow-up. You do want to set a regularly scheduled time that you're reaching out to that buyer, letting them know that you're there, letting them know what's going on with your product, and that you can't wait to hear back from them. Because folks, that time's going to come. That buyer is going to look up from their desk one day and go, hey, I have nothing else scheduled for the rest of today. I'm going to look at some new items. And what item are they going to look at first? The one that's top of mind, the one that they've been hearing all about, the one that they've been hearing is killing it out there and they need to catch up. Hopefully that's your product. Hopefully you've been following it professionally, sequentially, not too much, not too little. And man, bam, when they have time to do it, yours is top of mind. All right, guys, listen, I know it was short, but I want you to have some patience this week. It's happening. It's happening right now. Every minute that goes by that you don't get a callback is a minute that you're closer to getting the callback that you want. Okay? Be patient. Stay the course. If you like the podcast, folks, please subscribe, tell your friends, share it on social. But most of all, leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if you're reaching a roadblock and how we might be able to help you out with that. If you want to reach us on Twitter at TLB Consult, if you want to reach us on Facebook, TLB Consulting, and if you want to reach us out to us in person on our website at tlbconsulting.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, we look forward to seeing your products on the shelf.